Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Two. One. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Special edition, Michael Yan in Panama City. The Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, due in within these hours to speak with President Jose Raul Moreno about the Panama Canal. The conversation looks to be one-sided, according to the Financial Times reporting. We're looking at the United States, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the Senator from Texas, Mr. Cruz, the Republican majority in the House and Senate, having determined to their satisfaction that Panama is under the ever-encroaching control of the People's Republic of China, and that the Hutchinson ports on either side of the canal are merely the financial presence of an organization, the PRC, that means to undermine the Panama Canal. Mr. Rubio is even quoted of saying that he's certain that Panama could shut down the canal and at any moment, and that Mr. Trump is quoted as saying that he believes that there are Chinese soldiers operating the canal. The one detail that I can check on with Michael, a very good day to you. The Financial Times reports flags on major roadways. Are there Chinese in Panama City you see all the time? Are there shops? Are there restaurants? What kind of Chinese? And are those big-shouldered guys with military haircuts that you saw in Hong Kong during the riots of several years past, are they in Panama City? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening. You know, Chinese have a long history here in Panama. Just outside of my hotel, there's a Chinese store. I mean, it's a store I got some oranges in the other day. But keep in mind, a lot of the Chinese that are here, they've been here since the gold rush. And so there's different groups of Chinese migrations. There's the gold rush Chinese, and then there's others who were involved in building the canal, and then others just over time. And now the latest is more of the ones that we're talking about. That's the mainland Chinese from the People's Republic of China, right? That's a whole different group of people. Like the old time Chinese here, they mostly speak Cantonese and they speak Spanish, right? And many actually speak English, but they all speak at least Spanish fluently. And actually there's some that don't even speak Cantonese anymore, but mostly they do. And so they're not in the same group and they don't generally like the new Chinese coming in, actually, the old time Chinese. But there are a lot of Panamanian flags out. It's not as many flags as I saw in Hong Kong when the Hong Kongers were resisting China. But the Panamanian flags, there definitely was a remarkable increase. One of the things that actually happened was, there was always this Bank of China sign for the last, at least 4 years at the Panama airport, the international airport, Tucumán, where most people will land coming in. And there was always a Bank of China sign as you left the airport. And in the median there, and just about a week or so ago, they took that sign down late at night, or very late at night, and they put a Bank of America sign and a Welcome to Panama sign up. So I published that sign. They clearly were doing it to cleanse the area of looking like little China before Secretary Rubio came in. So I took a photo of that sign, and actually President Trump took my photo and published it on his social media. And he's the only president who's ever violated my copyright. So and people are like, you should sue Trump. I'm like, I'm not going to sue Trump. He's fighting China. It's
like, I read the Financial Times, Michael. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio claimed to a U.S. radio station this week that China could potentially, quote, shut down the Panama Canal, end quote, in any conflict. Ahead of a trip to Panama this weekend, arriving in hours, he might already be there. You'll hear the helicopters. the secretary went on to say, and in fact, I have zero doubt that they have contingency planning to do so. That is a direct threat. Your information, Michael, the Panama government, is it trustworthy?
Well, I mean, it's as corrupt as any government, you know, but Mulino has been very pro-U.S. And generally speaking, Panamanians are very pro-U.S. It doesn't mean that there's not elements. I mean, the Panama canals, I mean, everybody with even half an imagination knows it's very easy to take out the canal, you know, and it has been since the beginning. I mean, there's been military contingency plans since before it opened in 1914. In fact, just last night we were with Masako Ganaha and Al Johnson. We were discussing a Japanese engineer who worked here between 1904, I think, and 1911. He wasn't here when they opened. He was one of the engineers on the canal. But during before World War II, the Japanese military asked this Japanese engineer, who was a Christian, actually, for his photos and plans of the canal, because they, you know, the Japanese wanted to attack the canal for obvious reasons. And he refused to help. He was a Japanese engineer, but he refused to help the Japanese military with knowledge on how to take out the canal. There's a thousand ways to do it. Everybody can imagine those ways, you know, dropping the bridges or whatever. And they can do it if they want to. Of course, if Panama were to do that, that would end Panama as they know it. If they take out the canal, this government will be gone forever, right? It will be erased from the earth. So that would be a very bad mistake. I think they need to, and keep it in mind, I want to be very clear that Panama tends to be very pro-American. So we don't want to alienate mostly pro-American Panama, and including people in the government, by pushing, you know, having a shoving contest that ends up becoming a no-kidding war, right? Because it could happen very quickly.
Michael, this says that Panama rejected Taipei and chose Beijing as the capital of China, and that joined the Belt and Road. It also says, this FT article, they're building a big new embassy. It also says they're building a bridge, and they're investing in the railroad from one side to the other. That's a lot of money being thrown at Panama if they don't want to influence peddling.
Yeah, some of it's coming from a Japanese bank, actually, Mizuho Bank. And I'm at that bridge all the time. In fact, when we get offline, I might go over and look at the bridge again. I've taken a lot of photos of the Chinese bridge. It's bridge 4. It's right beside the Thatcher Ferry Bridge. And actually, there's an underground metro that's being built. And that metro emerges right by Albrook Mall, which there's already, you know, a bus station over there and that sort of thing. So so it's being built as we speak. And every time I go out there, they're working on it. And the train is definitely being built. Keep in mind, you and I have talked about many times, there's a road being built to Colombia
right
through the Darien Gap.
The Confucius Institute. Tell me about it, Michael. Did you find one?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. In fact, we first went to it a couple of years ago. Masako Ganaha and Anthony Rubin and Matt Tomlin all walked up in the classroom. But keep in mind, I started going after Confucius Institutes in about 2014, warning people that they are Canada, across the United States, across Europe, and also in Hong Kong. I was in a Confucius Institute in Hong Kong. They're also in Japan and Thailand. The Confucius Institute are basically spy factories. What they do is they go to major universities, especially where the children of the elite families go to go to school, and they'll set up a class where they teach, you know, Chinese history made up by, you know, Chinese Communist Party, and they teach Mandarin and that sort of thing. But what they do is they draw the children of the elite into those classrooms, and then they offer them scholarships. In fact, they offered one of my family members a scholarship to China. I was like, ceasefire. I'll fly back to the United States and give a family briefing here. Nobody from my family's taking a Chinese scholarship. But that's what they do. They try to get the children that they want to target, from whether say your mother or father works at, I don't know, CIA or whatever, military officer, you know, politician, rich people, and they get those children in, and then they use the normal mice analysis, money, ideology, coercion, ego, which is the cheese, is the main cheese of, you know, getting spies and operatives, is you use the mice, money, ideology, coercion, ego. They'll get the, you know, they'll get those young students over to China with, or just here, get them on video, get them taking money. Actually, FBI did a nice counterintelligence film called Game of Pawns. If you watch Game of Pawns, it's a counterintelligence video by the FBI. It shows a student, they don't call it the Confucius Institute, but it was clearly Confucius Institute, an American student, true story, ends up in China, and then they encourage him to take the test for the Department of State, which he fails. So then they encourage him to take the test for this is an American student who, you know, he's off in China now studying languages. And they ask him to write papers about Chinese history. This is one of the techniques they use. And so they ask, when he failed the Department of State test, they ask the Chinese operatives, ask him to take the CIA test, which he took and he passed it. So he was back getting his polygraph in the United States and he freaked out. One thing led to another, he ended up in jail, and he had taken money and that sort of thing. It's worth watching. It's a short film called Game of Pawns, and it was made by the FBI and their counterintelligence unit. Every student that has a scholarship to China, you should watch this, Game of Pawns. It's on YouTube.
The Financial Times reports, China has insisted Panama's independence is, quote, not negotiable, and that the canal, quote, is not under direct or indirect control by any power. Further quote, we respect Panama's sovereignty over the canal and recognize it as a permanently neutral international waterway. Hey, Michael, when did we invite China in to call balls and strikes in Central America? Is there a date you marked down that happened?
Well, they're doing it everywhere. I mean, they've got a port right off the coast of Florida and Bahamas. We went over there and looked at that. They're taking Canada. Of course, they have huge influence in Rotterdam Harbor over in Netherlands. We've gone over there and looked at that. I've been on the Shanghai side, too. They got a railway that goes all the way across Asia from China off to Spain and Rotterdam. And they're doing the same in Thailand. We were just down in Thailand. They're doing the same, you know, because the China knows how important, obviously, the Strait of Malacca is. So they're building an interoceanic corridor between the Andaman Sea and the Gulf of Siam, you know, the Gulf of Thailand, on the Kra Isthmus. I first looked at that in 2014. I went over there and down to the Kra Isthmus and looked at what they were doing. But the bottom line is China's doing this all over the place. And part of the reason they're doing it all over the Caribbean, such as in Antigua and Bahamas, is because it's not because China is so powerful. They're also doing it down in Argentina. We were just down looking at it down there. But it's not because China is so powerful. It's because the United States has vacated the battlefield. I mean, we just basically left the battlefield. You know, like Bridge Number 4, which is very close to me here, the Chinese bridge, no American companies even bid to make that bridge. And it's a Japanese bank that's supplying the funding. There's a German company working on it. There's the Chinese, of course. That's why they call it the Chinese bridge. And but now, why did no American companies even bid on it? We've been trying to figure that out. Some of the people that are closer to it than I am say it's partly because China subsidizes, you know, their companies to do this so that. Because, you know, this is strategic. This is one of the most important places on planet Earth is the Panama Canal. And of course, the Chinese government's going to subsidize it. And a Japanese bank is providing a huge amount of the funding. But the United States just basically abandoned the battlefield. So, I mean, we must secure this canal. But keeping in mind, Panama is an ally of the United States. And there's no need to alienate tens of millions of people in Latin. When I was down in Argentina when Trump made his announcement about Panama, and you know, recently I was down there. As soon as he made it, I flew straight back to Panama. But as soon as he made that statement, people in Argentina were like, "Wow, why is?" You know, because Argentina is pretty positive towards the United States as well, very positive, and they were like, "Wow, why is the United States threatening Panama?" Because, you know, everybody knows Panama and the United States have generally good relations. So what I'm getting at is we must secure the canal. I've been saying that for 4 years straight. I must have said it 1,000 times. But at the same time, there's no need to alienate millions of people that actually are pretty are very positive towards America and Americans.
Referring to Tuesday's Senate hearing on Panama, a man who is now the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission told the Financial Times, "We identified very clearly that there's some sweetheart deals going on. As a competition regulator, we have to look at that. Molino, the president, was the protege of former President Ricardo Martinelli, a billionaire who tapped Molino as a candidate after Martinelli was barred from running again in last year's election following a money laundering conviction. Martinelli is sheltering under diplomatic protection in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama." This story doesn't get better, Michael. Now, you were in Hong Kong before the takeover. You left Hong Kong. You'd been there for months. You left Hong Kong to visit your family. And when you attempted to return, you were turned away at the border. So you've been in a city that was about to be taken over by an imperial power. Does it have a feeling right now that Panama is getting ready to be taken over by the United States?
Well, as you know, I've spent so much time here since Biden was installed, maybe 7 or 8 months now. I've been in Panama since Biden's installation. And because we knew something was going to happen, first of all, the Darien Gap needed to be closed. And basically, by the way, I got a message last night from Embera Indian, and he was being, I think I sent it to you.
He said the aid's cut off. Yeah, aid's cut off everywhere. Yes.
Yeah. And so the flow through the Darien Gap is immediately gone to a trickle. And so the invasion flow, right? But also, you and I were often talking about the Panama Canal. And basically, Panama, again, is a defenseless, juicy lamb wearing a bunch of pork chops around its neck. It's got the Panama Canal. It's got the rivers here run with gold. I mean, this place is filled with silver and copper and everything.
Your instincts are first rate, Michael. Does it feel to you as if it's going to remain independent or come under the control of the United States?
I think it'll come under control of the United States. And I'm not saying Panama will come under control of the United States, but the canal will. That's what I think.
Michael Yon. At the Substack, you can see Michael Yon's reporting on Panama. He's been there long enough so that he has a very good sense of where it's going. You notice how he helped us understand this is not a straightforward good or bad. This is a mixed story. But the Chinese influence is obvious in contracts, in ownership, and in statements about how they respect Panama's sovereignty as if they were asked. This is not a country associated with respecting sovereignty of others. Michael Yon, Substack. It's Michael Yon, Substack.com. Michael Yon, .substack.com to watch Michael's reporting. I will put this up on my audio boom and send it out to my Twitter and subscribers. However, Michael's in the middle of a moving story, moving very fast. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I was a little longer than I told you, but you're a good guy. You gave it to me.
Thank you, sir.
Michael, I don't think they're going to make the week.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.